Welcome to Shelf Talk.
It's not shit talk. It's shelf talk.
We can't even get that shit out without
perfect.
Laughing.
I think it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So today we're going to be discussing Throne of Glass, but only the first 3.5 books?
Only the first 3.5 because that's all that I have finished so far.
Yeah, and I finished the series because I just couldn't help myself. I had to keep going.
Because she has no kids.
Because I have no kids. I have this one.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so Assassin's Blade.
Oh, we're just jumping right into it. We're not even going to say who the hell we are or anything.
Oh, I guess we should. Okay. Go on. Unless you want me to.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm Julia.
And I'm Marissa. We're sisters. She's loved to read since 1947, and I'm kind of new to reading, but now I'm obsessed. So
it's been working out for me because I now can discuss all of my favorite books with my sister. So that's our favorite thing to do is to read and to discuss the book. So we thought, why not start a podcast where we can do all of that.
In one.
With you.
Yeah. So anyway, Assassin's Blade. I've obviously read all of them. The funny thing is Assassin's Blade is my favorite of the whole series.
Which is mind-blowing to me because right now I'm in Heir of Fire is the one that I'm currently in the middle of. And I have liked every single one more than the previous one. So the fact that I'm on, for us, since we started with Assassin's Blade, the fourth one, I do not see how Assassin's Blade could be your favorite.
Okay, I'll tell you. So throughout the series, she has multiple love interests, and I just love Sam. He's just a sweet baby angel. There's something about him. I'm just attached to Sam. I don't know.
You're attached to the love interest that is mentioned in the novellas only. I mean, I'm sure
there's flashbacks.
I know so far in the books that I've read, he has been mentioned slightly, and she's, you know, deeply hurt and everything, but it's not a focus at all.
I don't know why that I just love Sam so much, but I do. And that is coming from, I also love Dorian, I love Kale, and I love Rowan too, but just something about Sam.
See, I know Dorian and I know Kale, but I don't know Rowan well at all because where I'm at in Heir of Fire, she's just starting to train with him and he's a total dick.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty accurate to the situation. Okay. And he's great, but I don't know, Sam is just so sweet.
He is very sweet.
It's like Sam had nothing to gain. In fact, he had a lot to lose by competing metaphorically against Selena, but how do you say that? I'm not saying that right. Selena? I guess Selena's
You're the
closer.
One that listens to the audiobooks. I've just been reading them. I ask you for pronunciations.
But by the time I listened to anything on audio, it was really, she was basically Aelin by the time. So it would just be, it wasn't as often they're mentioning it.
And speaking of that, if you haven't read them, you shouldn't be listening to this because we've already given off some spoilers, but you shouldn't Google. I learned that the hard way because I looked up, I think I was looking up the typical reading order. I can't remember what I was looking up, but I accidentally read that Aelin, because where I was when I was Googling, as far as I was aware, she was not alive, as they've stated in the books. Mm-hmm. And when I Googled it, and then when people discuss it on TikTok, they always say, oh, Aelin, she's my number one female main character. She's my number one favorite. And I'm like, but she's not alive. And I Googled, and I kind of ruined. Now I know in Heir of Fire that, is it Selena or Selena?
I guess Selena, probably, right?
I don't know.
Someone will correct us, don't
Someone
worry.
Will correct us.
And it'll be rude, but
I did find that she is in fact, Aelin. So now it makes sense when people talk about it and they say that she's their favorite. But I ruined that a little bit for myself by learning through Google that that character is still alive. I didn't ruin that it is Selena, but... So don't Google.
Yeah, I found out... I looked up, like, because it just kept mentioning how gorgeous she was. So I was like, well, I got to see what this...
Like some fan art or something?
I got to see what she's supposed to look like. And I'd looked up, I don't know what book I was on, because she had... I don't know if Dorian was her flirty or if it was Kale at this point. But I found out, like, oh, nope. And I wish I hadn't done that, because then it became the rest of the series. I knew that detail.
Who she ultimately ended up with?
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of take a guess where this story's leading. I've already told you this, that I can give some predictions because, like I said, I'm only in Heir of Fire. But I could already tell that it wasn't going to end with Kale, because that he was introduced so early in the series, and I know how Sarah J. Maas does things, and I know she's all about the faded mates. And if I had to take a guess, obviously I could be totally wrong, but I think it's fun to guess. If I had to take a guess, I think she's going to be a fated mate with Rowan. That's my guess.
I don't know, girl. Let's see.
But if honestly, if I had to pick who I would want her with, I don't see her with Dorian. He's...
Yeah, because Dorian's too, a player.
Yeah, I don't see her with him. Not that I enjoy his character, nothing, but I don't see her with him. And I just think that it's going to be enemies to lovers. And she's really hating Rowan right now.
Yeah, I mean, even as soon as they meet, there's severe hints of flirtation, basically.
So that's my prediction. I do not know. I have not read them. And she has not spoiled it for me, but that is my guess, is that she ends up with Rowan.
So Sam's still my favorite, no matter what.
The one mentioned in the novellas.
Damn, when Sam dies, I'm devastated, man. Okay. And I saw it coming. Like, you see it coming.
I was about to say, you can see in each one of the novellas what it's leading up to. You knew it was coming. And it was frustrating to me to read that, because I was like, why did she wait? Why did she keep waiting? Why did she keep waiting? Yes,
and the whole, like, when she jumps through the window and they're like, ha ha, we tricked you, bitch. And I thought, like, as I was reading it, I was like, girl, that seems too easy.
Exactly.
Like, come on, you're an assassin, girl.
You're the greatest.
And the most beautiful.
Highly trained, stunningly gorgeous assassin. Yes. Okay, I will say, oh, something just clicked off.
Yeah, something did click off. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So I'm just going to keep going.
We're going to keep going.
We're going to keep going.
Fingers crossed, everything's okay.
First one, we're giving it a shot. But what was I saying?
Okay, so what we're laughing about, because you've got to explain that, we both just like stop, is our friend Sydney is here, and it's very rare between our three schedules that we ever get to all be together. So we're just going to do this while we're recording. I don't know if she's going to want to join in at all, and she may. She knows nothing about this book.
Doesn't enjoy reading.
Yeah, we're going to get her. We're getting her. I'm slowly getting my friends. I've already gotten a few, so I'm going to get her.
I don't think so. She really doesn't enjoy reading.
We're going to get her.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Excuse me.
This is Hopper. This is the love of my life.
Excuse me.
Not my husband. This dog right here.
You didn't even explain. We laughed because we heard Sydney downstairs on the phone say that she couldn't talk on the phone up here because she knew we were recording the podcast. So we stopped what we were doing and laughed.
Yes.
But let me get back on my train of thought, because we need to get this shit done.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
What was I saying?
We were talking about how she's the world's greatest assassin.
I got it. It triggered in my mind. I will say, I'm not going to lie. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying the series, but I rolled my eyes.
Go ahead.
I rolled my eyes countless times during The Assassin's Blade.
Okay.
With how frequently it had to be mentioned how beautiful she is.
Yeah, that's what made me look up the fan art, because at one point it's just like incessant that she's the most beautiful creature in the world. And I'm like, I can't even envision.
So let me look and see what other people. Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, okay, she's just like a hot blonde girl, but okay.
The part in, is it the first or second novella where she's with the pirate? Real quick,
the book's right there.
With the pirate.
Girl, that was a whole month ago.
Anyway. When she, because she wears the disguises, because, you know.
Secret.
Yeah. And when she pulls off the disguise and she's like, I can't remember exactly what she said. She's like, see, I told you. What did she say?
I think that's the sentence, is I told you I was beautiful.
I think
if you hand me the book, I'll flip through
it. I think that is the sentence. See, I told you I was beautiful. I rolled my eyes out of my damn head at that line. I'm sorry. I was like, and of course, at this point, how old is she? That I rolled my eyes at a little bit too.
Dang, she's young.
Like 16?
Yeah, 16 or 17, because she's 18 when she goes to jail, right? Or prison?
Yeah, I think so. What is that place called?
In Dovier. Because she gets out. Maybe she's 17 when she goes. I don't know, but she's young. She's so young in
And
this
that's
whole
mentioned
story.
Several times too. Now, I do get it. This is fantasy. So we're not looking for realistic things.
Nothing's realistic, yeah.
But I we need to read the quote. I'm going to, because I think it's.
Okay, C. I'll get the book.
I'm going to get it. I think it's C. I told you I was beautiful. I think that's the line.
Also, let me break character out of this. Sydney, if you want to join in, there's a microphone and headphones right there. And it's
so
all.
So she can make fun of us.
It's. I don't know if you wanted to, you know, talk about
it. All right. It's the first one. The Assassin and the Pirate Lord is the first novella in here. But where is she fighting his stupid ass? And she says that.
I don't know. But when I read that, I was like, okay, girl.
Do you remember how far into the story she says
that? No, I read all of these like a month and a half ago.
I know, bitch.
Let me see. Yeah, it was July when I read all these.
Shit. I marked it.
I actually didn't write in this one, even though I'm usually an annotator, because I didn't have a pretty pen near me, and I refuse to do it unless it's going
to
be beautiful.
I might be quicker to Google it, shit.
I don't know.
Do we really need the quote? This is taking too much time.
I don't know. You're the one that was like, I'm going to find the quote. I got to have it.
Whatever.
I'm feeding for the quote.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Just throw it. It doesn't matter. No one can see it.
They can't see these?
No.
Shit.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so...
Oh, hang on. I'm sitting on my...
So she's just starting training where you are then.
Yeah, she's just started training with Rowan. She's just where I am right now. She's just finally sort of started to successfully shift.
She's just getting... Oh, okay, she's shifting.
That's what he's working on with her so far.
I mean, now all of... It's so many books and it's so much material. Like, you haven't... God, there's a character I want to ask if you've met her. But I think based on where you are, you haven't met her yet.
I would say it's likely that I haven't.
So she is no longer at the castle.
No, she's in Wendolyn. I don't know how to pronounce these places. No, I don't listen.
Right.
Wendolyn. That's where she is right now, training with Rowan.
Okay, I think
scrubbing dishes in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't think you've met this customer. look at my life.
Look at you reverting back to work. Customer.
My God. Tell me you serially work customer service.
So I would say, like I said, I'm an Heir of Fire. I would say right now, out of all of them that I've read, my favorite has probably been, is it Crown of Midnight? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's the one that I finished before Heir of Fire. Right now, where I'm at in the series, Crown of Midnight is my favorite. I love that book.
Are you going to do the tandem read? I would suggest against it. I'm just wondering if you're going to.
I don't know, because I feel like it's already taking me so long to get through the series. I feel like that will really slow down my progress.
Yeah, have you also heard that some people are just completely skipping a book?
What book?
I can't tell you anything about it because you haven't met the character yet, I don't think.
Just tell me the title that they're skipping.
You know what? I'm not even sure which one it is, but it's... Let's Google it.
People are skipping a whole book?
Yeah, it's like a thing. I've been seeing it on TikTok and...
Wow.
And Instagram.
I haven't seen that at all. You can hear dogs in the background.
Yeah, sorry. There are three of those dogs that you saw the one of. There are three Cocker Spaniels here.
And they're currently begging for Sydney's food.
Yeah. She should have known better than to have a snack.
I mean, she got me a snacky too. So I appreciate it.
Okay. So you do meet the character in the book you're in.
Who?
Manon. You might not have met her yet.
Oh, she's the witch.
Oh, okay. You have met her.
Yes.
Then.
In the book, she was introduced in this book, and it's dual POV. So I get a chapter of Kale and Dorian and what they're doing. And then it's a chapter. How do you say her name?
Manon.
It's a chapter of Manon and her 13 and talking about the witches and their training.
Yeah. So I've already found it. A lot of people are saying, like, here's one, for example, I'm reading on Reddit. Did anyone else have any trouble with Throne of Glass because of Manon Blackbeak? I can't get through any of her parts of the story.
Why?
I don't know. I love her. She's one of my favorite characters of the entire series. I really, really, really love her.
That's odd to me. No, she's introduced, like I said, in Heir of Fire, it's a chapter of Kael and Dorian, a chapter of Manon, a chapter of Aelin, Selena, whatever we want to call her, and Rowan. Yeah. And it just keeps switching back and forth. And I enjoy all of it.
I like, and if you skipped, oh God, I can't tell you. But if you skipped all the Manon chapters, you are missing a lot of backstory for Elaine.
So they don't.
No, that's not her name.
They're not.
What is her name?
Aelin? What are you talking about?
No, no.
Talking about another character that I probably don't even know.
No, you've met her, I think. Oh. Somewhere you are.
So people skip like her chapters, any chapters that are on her, or they're skipping a whole book?
One of the books heavily focuses on her, and honestly, maybe the one you're on.
I mean, like I said, she's every two or three chapters.
A lead is who I was talking about. I was calling her Elaine, but I'm like, no. You haven't met a lead yet?
Who is that? I don't know that. Unless my brain...
No, you might not have met her yet.
I don't think
you'll meet her in the Manon chapters. So my point just is, though, people are skipping all
unless
of that.
You're since you're pronouncing everything correctly. Like I said, I read all these in my head. You know how when you're reading a fantasy,
it's ELIDE. You might not have met her yet.
I don't know if I've met her yet. That doesn't sound familiar. But I always look to you for my pronunciations because you listen to all of these on audiobook, and I don't. You know how when you're reading a fantasy, you just kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of just come up with the pronunciations in your head.
Yep. Well, anyway, yeah, people be skipping, and I don't
know. No, I'm enjoying her. I don't know why you would skip her. I think she's entertaining.
She is. She's a bad witch.
I would say she seems to be a huge bitch.
Yeah. It's kind of her vibe, but it's great.
Where I met with her, the last thing that I read, or at least that I can recall, is they're training the, what are those beasts called that they're riding on? I can't remember what they're called, but she.
Wyvern or
Wyverns. And
I'm thinking like, it's also in Fourth Wing mentioned. What is
and she selected, she wants like the toughest one of them all, but then, and the bitch pushes her and she falls and the big one's down there and then there's like a smaller one and
Braxos,
she.
Braxos, he's my baby.
Braxos, yes, that's what she named him.
The love that I feel in my heart for Braxos.
And she feels like. Wrong. A softness for him.
Yeah.
And that's where I've ended with her so far, where I'm reading, is that she's been like, no, he's mine. And her grandma's like pissed.
Yeah, her grandma sucks.
She's like, you're an embarrassment.
But yeah, Abraxos is the sweetest little baby infant.
I don't know him at all. That's all I've read so far about him.
You don't know him, and he's great. He's top 10.
I'm sure I'm going to love him, because I always love the little animals, the little creatures in books. They're always...
Yeah, Braxos is
like
great.
Dobby and Harry Potter is one of my top favorites.
Well, I mean, he's the best. So
yeah. I'm trying to think what else I want to touch on for Throne of Glass. Like I said, it's hard for me to really fully discuss it because I'm only on the fourth book. And
it's painful because I can't say what I want to say because I'm like...
I guess one of my questions that I do have for people is, did you start with Assassin's Blade? What order did you read them in? Did you do the tandem read? Those are my questions that I always want to ask people.
The other thing that I have also heard is people waiting and reading Assassin's Blade before Airfire. So they're doing...
I see. That's a very common...
Throne of Glass.
I see that one a lot.
Crown of Midnight. Yeah.
So where I am right now, they would have read... Like, I would be reading Assassin's Blade now, then going on to Airfire.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that better option, and obviously I'm no expert... would be either read Assassin's Blade at the beginning to get, as these characters are reintroduced later, the backstory, which I think you need. Because I'm not going to mention which people from Assassin's Blade, but some of the people, when they come back in, it would literally be like, who the hell is this? Why the hell?
Right.
Oh, you have some strong bond to her that you're just going to be loyal to her, but there's no explanation for why. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm so far, like I said, I can't speak to the whole series, but I'm glad that I started with Assassin's Blade because it does introduce you to Selena.
Yeah, and it gives you the background of like why, you know, she's such a great assassin.
Arabin, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
And all of that. So, and I've been waiting each book. I'm waiting for him to come back because I know that that is not nearly over. So I'm just waiting for his reappearance.
Yeah, and there's some relationships with people, I tell you this, you'll go, yeah, that makes sense. That completely their relationship to Aelin or Selena or whatever completely change throughout the series. But if you hadn't read Assassin's Blade, you wouldn't have that prior emotion or thought towards that person.
What you just said kind of makes me lean toward, I'm wondering if Kale is eventually going to become like a villain of sorts or a go against Aelin, Selena, whatever, in some way. Because I know he's like really hardcore researching her right now.
He's such a rulesy feller, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So I do wonder if I'm going to start to hate him because I like him so far.
There's a lot of Kale hate all over the internet. I never hated him throughout any of the series.
Okay, so maybe I won't hate him then. Maybe
you might, though. Some people really
we'll
see. Hate him.
We'll have to keep everybody updated.
And I'm not saying I like all of the decisions he makes throughout the series. There are decisions he makes that I'm like, wrong one, buddy. But,
but none of them are like, last straw, bitch. Huh? I'm asking. I'm asking.
Last straw, bitch. No.
Okay.
There are some characters that I think last straw, bitch, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll obviously have to go back and do another podcast with you having read the whole thing.
Yeah, I said we're going to have to keep everybody updated after I've read. I figure we'll split it up because I'm halfway through. So then I'll finish the remaining half and then we'll do a podcast episode where I can give my final thoughts and then you can finally say all the things that you're trying to say that you can't.
The remaining half, don't worry, is quite much longer.
Oh, I know. I was looking on my bookshelf.
They're beefy buddies.
They are some big, big daddies for sure.
They're some big daddies. When they're such big daddies that we went on that trip to West Virginia.
To West Virginia.
In July, I didn't bring the last one because I was like, oh, I won't have time to get through that. This. And then I did, and I was like, I can't wait. The book's at home, and I just literally can't wait. So I downloaded the audio, and I was so eager to finish it that I was listening to it, I believe, at 3.4. Let me look and see whatever the very fastest that Audible will let you listen was what I was listening.
That is absolutely insane to me. My brain cannot process information at that rapid rate.
I mean,
rate.
You have to get yourself there. It's not a...
I don't want to mess up.
When
I
I'm
wouldn't
at.
Want to get myself there. That to me doesn't sound like an enjoyable listen when you're just rushing through it.
So 3.5 is the fastest it will let you do, but I got to 3.4. You just have to build your way up.
Slow bitch, 3.4. I couldn't make it to the 3.5.
I maybe could have, I don't know. But when you... If I have to listen, like if someone makes a TikTok or something and they use the audio from the book and it's one of the books that I've listened to and they have it at a one-time speed, I want to die. I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
You mean they have it at the normal speed that normal humans take in information?
No, I'm like, oh my God, how are you doing this? It'll be like, and then
that is
she.
That is such an exaggeration.
That's what it sounds like to me. To me, it sounds like that because I'm listening to it where it's like, okay, and then she went, and I prefer that because
that's not enjoyable to me.
I want to get it right, get it tight. I want to get
the
I
bet you that's a
possible.
Divisive thing too. People are probably like you, and maybe some are like me, where I just can't do that.
Well, I suggest you get a little ADHD and then you can boop, 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 right through.
No, I'm chilling without my ADHD. I'm loving it.
Well, you're the only one.
Okay.
The rest of our generation all has it.
I mean, it is pretty prevalent for millennials for sure. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we want to touch on with the, I mean, that's all my updates. That's all I can give.
I think that's
where I'm at.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But I'm really enjoying it. Like I've said on my TikTok a bunch when I've been giving my reading updates, I'm really into.
Yeah, who are your favorite characters overall so far?
Well, of course.
Yeah, you love Aelin because the reason why, you know, everyone loves these so much, it's so great to see a badass woman. Like, it's just amazing to see that she is, like, so powerful and, like, she doesn't need a man to protect her.
Exactly.
And it's awesome.
Well, that's why it's so popular, because that's what Sarah J. Maas does great, is she knows how to write a female main character that people grow attached to. And when you have a long series like this.
Yeah, you got to be attached to the character.
Yeah, you got to love the main character.
Yeah, or you're going to be like, this is 8 books of hell.
But besides Aelin Selena, however you pronounce that name, I would say probably my second favorite character. This is hard for me.
Okay. You haven't met some of the best.
Okay, who is her? How do you say her friend's name that got murdered? Because I loved her.
Dude, the way
How do you say her name? I need to know.
The way that I was tore up. Let me look and see. I don't remember now. That's terrible.
I know how to spell it. I just don't want to mispronounce it. Is it Nehemiah? How do you say it?
Oh, gosh. Nehema, I think.
Nehema. Oh, I like that better. That's pretty.
I think it's pronounced Nehema.
Nehema. I loved her.
I love the door.
And she was...
I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, the door knocker. I do love him, too. He's hilarious. He's the knocker, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you because... And I might just love him. He has a name, though.
He's hilarious. I hope he comes back. I hope it's not the last... Well, I know he has to come back because he's still kind of been
Mort.
In the story a
his
little bit
Mort.
Because... Mort. That's right. I love him. I do love him.
It just gives me... Labyrinth vibes.
I was about to say it gives me Labyrinth vibes of the door knockers. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yes, I love like the sassiness.
Oh God, I love those knockers in the Labyrinth. The Labyrinth, such a good
yes
classic.
Yes.
But I think that I mean, that's all that we have.
Okay, I won't tell you who all mine end up being because you don't
know. Well, so far that's who I'm going with, although she was murdered. Still a favorite character. Loved her. And Mort is great. And then what is her little dog?
Fizzgig? No, I'm just kidding. That's the Dark Crystal.
What is his... Why am I so bad at recalling these names?
Fleetfoot. Which, I'll be real, don't like.
Who's now with Dory, and I'm like, and this, don't ruin this for me, obviously, but is he gonna, is he now,
she,
is she now Dorian's dog, or is she I'm going not, to be returned to Aelin?
I won't tell you a damn thing.
I know you won't. But,
anyway, yeah, so I think that's it. So this is gonna be a short one.
Well, it's just our first, you know, our first little podcast. We're jumping right into it. And
boom. That was us jumping. I don't know.
Was that us jumping in or barreling through a door?
I was thinking like literally like jumping over the cliff for it, and you like land at the bottom and it's like, boom, I made it.
Like when you finish off the parapet in Fourth Wing?
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, who's that hottie? Oh my God.
With my one good boot.
Is he going to kill me or marry me?
Yeah, she comes off and she's like, he's sexy as shit, but I have to avoid him.
Yeah, Daddy Dane. And then, psh. Anyway, that's a different book. That's a different podcast. Okay.
So I think that's all that we have for right now.
Yeah, so bye.
Thank you for watching or listening.
Yeah.
Oh, and we should say where they can find us. I'm going to give, you can find me on my TikTok, which is Julia M. Chaney, Chaney, with three Ys at the end, though.
Yeah, I was like, girl.
Julia M. Chaney, three Ys at the end.
Don't be jealous because my TikTok is really where it's at.
It's popping off.
I think I have 20 followers. I post nothing ever. I'm never on there. And I'm so proud of myself that even after watching yours and Sydney's TikToks,
you don't keep scrolling.
I do not have an algorithm. It's amazing. Like if I just log on to the For You page, it's something arbitrary. It is nothing I have interest in.
That does not sound fun. TikTok is, other than reading, TikTok is one of my major, major unhealthy obsessions. That's why I finally said, I'm always on here. So why don't I try posting myself? I'm always on it anyway.
I might, you know, put some crafty shit up there, but.
You might, or you're going to, because I'm going to force you.
Okay. I'm going to. But anyway, so.
Your crafts are so good and you're taking all this time to do them. Why not film it and post it somewhere?
I don't know. But so it's Burb Toots, which is BURBTOOTS, which references, I call the dogs burbs and then I call their feet toots. So Burb Toots. Clearly it's weird. I don't care. Yeah, I'm weird.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're nerds. We're starting a book podcast.
Yeah, I'm weird and I call my dogs burbs. I call other people's dogs. Just dogs are burbs and.
And that's
you'll get used to it or deal with it. I don't care.
They're just gonna, if you're gonna be listening to this podcast, you're gonna have to get adjusted to our odd diction.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. Anyway, so
yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so thanks.